The Local Lowdown, your exclusive guide to the perfect weekend in Southampton. Now, here's your host, the man with the plan, Mr. David Gates.
Thank you, Joe, and welcome along to this week's roundup of what's actually happening in Southampton for the weekend of the 6th to the 8th of December. Let's start with some Christmas markets and some seasonal shopping, shall we? Well, Westquay Christmas Market is a festive hub filled with wooden chalets at the moment, offering local crafts, delicious street food and warming mulled wine, which is great for holiday gifts and also seasonal treats. Also, the Marlin Shopping Centre, of course, hosts some gingerbread-themed activities on Saturday, where families can create tree decorations and participate in the festive quiz they're going to be holding. Over at the Mayflower Theatre this particular week, of course, enjoy the much-anticipated performance of Jack and the Beanstalk, which is offering fun for all ages with its vibrant sets and comedic performances. Also at the Mayflower, the Mass Mayflower Studios are going to be featuring The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which is a Christmas show, a delightful event for families with young children. Over at the Southampton City Art Gallery, Christmas-themed art workshops are taking place, which are perfect for all ages, and you can unleash your creativity while making personalised holiday decorations. Off over to Ocean Village now and the Sea City Museum, which explores the city maritime history while participating in holiday craft sessions, which are going on all over this weekend. If you're looking for something on the music and performance style, the 1865 on Friday will feature a live performance by tribute artists celebrating classic acts. And if you're more into your classical music, then of course Turner Sims Concert Hall, check out seasonal concerts including classical ensembles and jazz performances, all set in the festive mood this weekend. Looking for something a bit more adventurous? Well, how about Joy to the World walking tours? Explore the historic streets of Southampton, adorned with holiday lights, learning about the city's rich and festive traditions. You can find out more about this on the visitsouthampton.co.uk site. And last but not least for this section, about some pop-up dining experience. Local restaurants and cafes, many venues are offering seasonal menus at this time of year, of course. Be sure to try holiday specials at local favourites like the Pig in the Wall and the Dancing Man Brewery. So this weekend in Southampton promises a delightful mix of festive cheer, cultural richness and community spirit. So don't miss the opportunity to celebrate the holiday season in style in Southampton this weekend.
Soundcheck for the best gigs in town.
And now it's time for a roundup of the live music and performances happening in Southampton over the weekend of December the 6th, 8th, catering for a variety of musical tastes and preferences. First off, we start on Friday, 6th of December, at the Engine Rooms, which is hosting Sub Focus with their electrifying drum and bass beats. It's a night not to miss for electronic music lovers looking for a high-energy experience. At the 1865 then, you can enjoy Margarita, which are a progressive rock band delivering an intricate and melodic sound that's sure to captivate fans of that genre. On Saturday then, the O'Teal Guildhall welcomes Michael, starring Ben, which is a tribute to Michael Jackson that promises a night of iconic hits and dazzling performances. Meanwhile, indie and alternative enthusiasts can head over to the Joiners, where Plastic Mermaids will perform their experimental and harmonious set, creates a unique and intimate experience. Over to the Heartbreakers right now, where the Novatones will bring their vibrant punk and mod-inspired tunes, ensuring a lively and engaging evenings. Well, on Sunday then, Papillon features the Rumjacks, which is a Celtic punk rock band known for their energetic presence and powerful music, ideal for fans of folk punk fusion, if you are one, of course. Lastly, fans of orchestral music can head over to the Turner Sims for an afternoon of classical brilliance with the Southampton Philharmonic Choir, showcasing timeless pieces in a serene setting. And for family-friendly options, well, for a more relaxed atmosphere, many venues at West Quay may have some acoustic sessions going on throughout the weekend, so check them all out. That's your gig guide for this weekend here in Southampton.
Big Screen Buzz. What's on the golden screen?
Well, moving on to the film and theatre highlights for what's going on in this particular weekend, starting with cinema, shall we? Southampton cinemas are buzzing at the moment with some exciting mix of blockbusters and speciality screenings. Napoleon, which is a Ridley Scott's epic historical drama, is screening at The View and Odeon Cinemas. It stars Joaquin Phoenix and is a must-watch for fans of grand cinematic storytelling. If you're looking for something to do with the children this particular weekend, then don't forget Paddington in Peru, which is a family-friendly delight, playing at the Harbour Lights Picture House. This sequel promises heartwarming fun for all ages. Back to our historical dramas. Gladiator 2 continues, of course. The highly anticipated sequel to the classic historical drama is showing across major cinemas. Expect breathtaking action and stunning visuals, but it is rather on the long side, I can tell you. Andrea Ria's Christmas Concert is a festive event and is a treat for classical music lovers, showing at Cineworld this particular weekend as part of the event cinema program. And last but not least on the cinema, some retro screenings down at the Harbour Lights, which add nostalgia with screenings of classics like Die Hard, which is on Saturday night at 8 p.m, and Planes, Trains and Automobiles on Sunday. Moving on to some live performances now. Well, Southampton Theatre Scene offers diverse entertainment this weekend, and you can get some comedy down at the Attic Comedy Club with standout performances delivering fresh material. So from cinematic blockbusters to seasonal theatre productions, Southampton offers a rich variety of entertainment this weekend. Whether you're seeking thrilling visuals or a nostalgic trip down memory lane, there's something for everyone.
Taste of the town for the best food around.
Now, if you're looking to eat out this particular weekend, well, here are some food and drink events and hotspots happening in Southampton over the weekend of December the 5th through to the 8th. There's a festive pop-up party at the Art House. This is happening this Friday on December the 6th. The Art House at Bald in the City will host its festive pop-up pantry. This event features a mix of artisanal treats, seasonal snacks and festive drinks in a cosy atmosphere. It's an excellent chance to enjoy unique holiday-themed food while supporting local creators at the same time. On Saturday, December the 7th, the Archer Studios presents a festive evening of garland making paired with a curated wine tasting experience. They should go together. This event combines creativity with indulgence, making it ideal for groups or couples seeking a holiday activity that's both fun and flavourable, as long as you don't drink too much wine. Last but not least then, join the celebrations at a bottomless brunch, which is hosted at 180 to 182 above Bar Street on Saturday. Enjoy unlimited drinks paired with a seasonal menu in a lively festive setting. It's a perfect way to get into the holiday spirits. Of course, many local restaurants and venues, such as the Grand Cafe, are rolling out seasonal menus and hosting unique dining experience. Options include wine pairings, festive menus and afternoon teas. Also, culinary evenings designed to showcase the best of seasonal fare in Southampton. These events capture a mix of food, drink and creativity, which are perfect for anyone looking to enjoy Southampton's vibrant culinary scenery during this holiday season. Whether you're in the mood for hands-on experiences or indulgent dining, there's something for everyone this weekend in Southampton.
Weekend in a flash, your roundup of things to do.
Well, if the weather stays fair for this particular weekend, how about some outdoor and family attractions happening? Well, for families and outdoor enthusiasts, Southampton offers a range of engaging activities this weekend, blending seasonal charms with entertainment for all ages. We start at Exbury Gardens, who are running through the weekend a Christmas fair. The Exbury Gardens Christmas Fair is a festive highlight of the season, and visitors can enjoy beautifully decorated gardens, seasonal market stalls, and crafts and arts. It's a fantastic outing for families looking for a festive and scenic day out. Lastly, of course, ice skating. Well, if you're into your ice skating, whether you're a beginner or a professional, Southampton's West Quay Shopping Centre transforms into a winter wonderland this weekend with an outdoor ice rink perfect for family fun. Open throughout the weekend, this is a great way to embrace the season while enjoying refreshments from nearby pop-up shops. If you're looking for a free outdoor activity, why not head to Southampton Common? This expansive green space offers nature trails and kid-friendly playgrounds, which is ideal for a leisurely afternoon walk or an active outing with the little ones. The Sea City Museum is hosting hands-on family workshops on Saturday, with themes exploring Southampton's maritime history. These interactive sessions are educational and entertaining at the same time, making them a hit with children and adults alike. There's also holiday-themed craft workshops taking place at the Marlins Shopping Centre. On Sunday, the Marlins Shopping Centre will host craft workshops for children, giving them a chance to create personalised holiday decorations and gifts. It's an excellent opportunity to unleash creativity while enjoying the festive atmosphere and getting some shopping done. There is a variety of interests, ensuring everyone in the family can enjoy a memorable weekend. From skating to crafting and exploring history, Southampton provides plenty of options to keep everyone entertained. Well, if you're looking for something to do in the evenings during the weekend, Southampton is not short of a few things to do this particular weekend. And how's your bingo? Well, yes, for a quirky and fun experience, the Engine Rooms are hosting Bingo Lingo on Friday nights. The event combines with bingo with comedy, music and festive cheer, making it a unique and entertaining way to spend your Friday and start the weekend off. Also, of course, later in the evening, if you can stay out that long, it's off to Swiftogeddon. Yes, the Taylor Swift Club Night, apparently, which takes place from 11 o'clock at the Engine Rooms. This is a themed club night, celebrates all things, of course, Taylor Swift, featuring her biggest hits, deep cuts, and even her Christmas songs. It's a must attend for all Swifties fans looking for a fun night out with fellow fans. On Saturday then, head to the Loft for a night of heavy beats and energetic vibes. This free event is perfect for drum and bass enthusiasts looking to kick off festive season in style. Now the Great British Gatsby Christmas Show, although technically starting a day earlier on Friday, is an immense experience, continues to draw crowds over the weekend with its 1920s glamour and interactive performances. It's a sophisticated option for those seeking something out of the ordinary this weekend. Last but not least, of course, many of the city's top pubs and bars are hosting festive themed quizzes this weekend. Check out the Social and the Stable for a combination of hearty food, drinks and trivia fun. These events cater to a variety of tastes, ensuring everyone from students to families can find something enjoyable to do in the town. Whether you're looking for live music, themed parties or a relaxed night of trivia, Southampton's nightlife this weekend has you covered. That's it for your local lowdown for this particular weekend. I do hope you enjoy whatever you're doing, and I thank you for listening. And of course, if you can, spare us a posh coffee. It helps us to, feed the children. The donate button's on the website.